Today I'd like to talk to you about Gary Payton, born July 23rd, 1968, played for the Seattle SuperSonics. In fact, he was first-round draft pick, second pick overall, back in 1990. Played for Seattle, he played for Milwaukee, the Bucks, he played for the Los Angeles Lakers, he played for the Boston Celtics, and the Miami Heat. And then look at these statistics, it's just off the charts. NBA championship in 2006, 9-time NBA All-Star, 2-time All-NBA first team, 5-time All-NBA second team, 2-time All-NBA third team, NBA defensive player of the year, and I believe that he is the only point guard to have ever won that. 9-time NBA All-Defensive first team, NBA All-Rookie second team, NBA steals leader. And then college, USA Basketball Male Athlete of the Year, Consensus First Team All-American, Pac-10 Player of the Year. His number 20 is retired by Oregon State. He's in the Oregon Sports Hall of Fame and the Pac-12 Hall of Honor. Also in the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. His points, 16.3 point per game average for 21,813 points and 8,966 assists and 2,445 steals. And then gold medals with the Olympics. I mean, this guy is just talented. He had this way about him that he would trash talk and he would play defense with this open mouth bobbing head style. And he received the third most technical fouls in NBA history. Jerry Sloan and Rasheed Wallace are the one and two above him. So he gained this reputation as a difficult and egotistical and volatile player to be with. But as time went on, players wanted to play with him. They knew what kind of teammate they had. They had a teammate who was nicknamed the Glove. And a glove protects. And I was thinking about that as I was thinking about the Bible and what it teaches about God and his protection in our lives. And there's a story in the book of Job. Job is actually the oldest book of the Bible. And there's the first chapter that we open of the book of Job. And we find out about this man, Job, who was righteous and godly. And he's a good man. He's so good that he loves his kids so much and their family so much that they'd have parties, and the next day he would have sacrifices for them. And it was his way of saying, if they had done something bad, I don't want that to be held against them. And so I'm willing to give sacrifice on the behalf of my... So you talk about dad being a glove, being a protector. But look at what God does. Or God has the power to do. Verse 6 of Job chapter 1. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The Lord said to Satan, from where have you come? Now interesting, isn't it interesting that Satan has access to heaven? Some people got this picture of this guy in a red suit and he's down in hell. Satan's not in hell. Hell is for those that are lost. Ultimately will end up poured into the lake of fire. But right now, Satan has freedom. He has freedom to walk the earth. You look at the answer. So the Lord said to Satan, from where have you come? Satan answered the Lord, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking up and down on it. And the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for no reason? Have you not put a hedge around him? So think about that. There's a glove that of safety that we all have with God. Have you not put a glove around him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands. Think about that picture. And his possessions that have increased land. But stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your hand. Only against him do not stretch out your hand. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. So when I think about hands and gloves, I think a glove is put on a hand to give it safety from things that are outside. And this is a picture here of it. If God wanted to, he could pull that glove off and your hand is completely freed to be hurt, cut, burned, whatever the case. But God in his graciousness keeps a hand, a glove of protection around, and he pulls that away, and then you see Job get hit. I want to ask you today, who's your defense? What keeps you safe? Who do you look to for safety? Is it just you? Your wisdom, your philosophy, your understanding of life? I'll tell you, being on a team with a guy like Gary Payton would be fantastic to have that glove of defense. But even more than that, in your life, who are you resting in? Who are you trusting in? What's your glove today? Mine is the person of Jesus Christ. That's who I'm looking to for my safety and my help. I'm asking you today, if you don't have him, what are you looking to? What are you trusting in?